omega is formally defined as the probability that a computer program with bits generated by tosses of a fair coin halts on a universal self-delimiting computer. Since no algorithm can determine whether an arbitrary computer program halts, omega is maximally complex and incomputable. However, there exists a computation that approximates omega with increasing accuracy over longer and longer amounts of time. We outline this method in an altered and extended version of the computer programming language Lisp. Lisp more closely resembles fundamental subjects such as set theory and logic than a traditional programming language. The Lisp formalism consists of several primitive functions and a set of rules for defining more complex functions from the initially given primitives. Lisp functions are technically known as partial recursive functions. Data and function definitions in Lisp consist of S expressions. S stands for symbolic. S expressions are lists consisting of start and end delimiters, binding zero or more elements, which may be atoms or sublists. Formally, the class of S expressions is the union of the class of atoms and the class of lists. The fundamental semantic concept of Lisp is that of the value of an S expression in a given environment. An environment consists of an association list in which variables, atoms, and their values, S expressions, alternate. If a variable appears several times, only its first value is significant. If a variable does not appear in the environment, then it is a literal constant in that it itself is its value. Lisp reserves the following symbols given with a name, the number of arguments, if applicable, and an explanation. All but the first four represent primitive functions. Symbol. Name. Start delimiter. Explanation. Denotes the start of an S expression. Symbol. Name. End delimiter. Explanation. Denotes the end of an S expression. Symbol. Name. True. Explanation. Denotes the value true. Symbol. Name. False. Explanation. Denotes the value false. Symbol. Name. Quote. Or literally. Arguments. 1. Explanation. The result of applying this function is the unevaluated argument expression. Symbol. Name. Adam. Arguments. 1. Explanation. The result of applying this function to an argument is true or false, depending on whether or not the argument is an atom. Symbol. Name equal. Arguments 2. Explanation. The result of applying this function is true or false depending on whether or not the two arguments are the same S expression. Symbol. Name. Head or first. Arguments 1. Explanation. The result of applying this function to an atom is the atom itself. The result of applying this function to a non-empty list is the first element of the list. Symbol. Name, tail, or rest. Arguments 1. Explanation. The result of applying this function to an atom is the atom itself. The result of applying this function to a non-empty list is the remaining elements after deletion of the first element. Thus, the tail of an n plus 1 element list is an n element list. Symbol. Name. Join. Arguments 2. Explanation. If the second argument is not a list, then the result of applying this function is the first argument. If the second argument is an n-element list, then the result of applying this function is the n plus 1 element list whose head is the first argument and whose tail is the second argument. Symbol. Name. Display. Arguments 1. Explanation. The result of applying this function is its argument and is used to display intermediate results. In other words, this is an identity function. It is the only primitive function with a side effect, which is to display the argument. Symbol. Name. If then else. Arguments 3. Explanation. If the first argument is not false, then the result is the second argument. If the first argument is false, then the result is the third argument. The argument that is not selected is not evaluated. Symbol. Name. Evaluate. Arguments 1. Explanation. The expression that is the value of the argument is evaluated in an empty environment. This is the only primitive function that is a partial rather than a total function. Symbol. Name. Try or depth-limited evaluation. Arguments 2. Explanation. The expression that is the value of the second argument is evaluated in an empty environment. The number of elements of the first argument gives a time limit. That is, a maximum number of computations equal to the length of the list or zero if the first argument is not a list. The time limit actually limits the depth of the evaluation. If the evaluation completes within the time limit, the value returned is a list whose sole element is the value of the second argument. If the evaluation is not completed within the time limit, the value returned is the atom for try. Symbol. Name. Define function or lambda. Arguments. 2. Explanation. Treated essentially as a primitive function, this atom is used to create a defined function where the first argument is a list of variables and the second argument is the body of the function definition. Note that all other non-reserved symbols may be used as variables in a defined function. We extend Lisp to define a self-delimiting universal computer. The computer's program appears on its tape as a binary representation of a Lisp expression. Note that the program must be self-delimiting because the S expression must have balanced delimiters. We redefine try by adding an argument to be able to initially place information on the computer's tape. The three arguments are as follows. The first argument, the depth limit, is altered from the original Lisp definition. If it is a non-null atom, then there is no depth limit. If it is the empty list, there is zero depth limit, that is, no function calls or re-evaluations. If it is an n-element list, there is a depth limit of n. The second argument is as before. The expression to be evaluated as long as the depth limit is not exceeded. The new third argument is a list of bits to be used as the computer's program tape. The value returned by try is also changed. If the computation terminates normally, the first element of the returned value is a list with only one element, which is the result of the computation. If the evaluation of the second argument aborts, the first element of the returned value is the atom for evaluate after an attempt to read a non-existent bit from the tape, or the atom for try when the number of computations exceeds the depth limit. The rest of the returned value is a stack of all the arguments to the primitive function display encountered during the evaluation of the second argument. We reserve two more symbols for primitives that could be programmed but are built in to help conveniently define and efficiently run a self-delimiting universal computer. Symbol. Name. Append. Arguments. 2. Explanation. The result of this function is the concatenation of its two arguments into a single list. Symbol. Name. Read expression.